Yo, and good hello, and welcome to my crib, homeboys and homegirls, gangsters and BGs, one and all. Welcome again to Chap in the Hood.
Hey, money, turn up that shit.
I am Sir Charles Leybridge Stewart Fotherington, and these are my companions, MC Howie T,
what's up, down?
Sir Fix-A-Lot,
what's up, down?
Mohammed Rahim Ahmed,
hey, yo.
And my little homie, Butterknife.
Hey, yo, what's up?
And what we do here...
Hey, money, turn it up, dog. I want to hear that shit.
...is discuss the contemporary issues of the day that confront our modern post-Cold War society, along with some slanging and banging, and of course, hanging with the OGs. You join us as we were discussing the difficulties of being a notorious felon. I was voicing the opinion that a good way to attract a young lady is to obtain an expensive automobile. You see, I used to get no play, now the honey stays behind me, because I said I had a motherfucking Benz 190.
That's right, butter.
Well, before we continue, I say, OG, would you be so kind as to break me off some of that green sticky?
This helmet wearing motherfucker.
Yeah, that's bonk.
Perhaps you did not understand me, my dear fellow. I said I want some Bama. The Bionic. Bomb. Buddha. Chiba, the Chronic, Dubage, Homegrown, Ill, Ism, Lebanon, Method, Cess, Shake, Skunk, Stress, Tabacky, Tie, Wacky. Oh dear, we still seem to be having a misunderstanding. Perhaps if I were to make my point a bit clearer.
Shit.
God damn.
Oh, that motherfucker's free.
There we go. A few caps in your ass, my good man.
Well, pop your cap.
Now you understand.
Give me a ball.
Cannabis to the fever. Cannabis to the fever.
That's hella fresh. Ah, one love.
Give him the patch.
Oh, thank you, homie.
That's right.
I am most appreciative of this, how do you say it?
Cannabis sativa.
This bag of dank, don't you know?
Word to that.
Damn. Look at that food.
Hey, I got the motion. Oh, that's some fine brother.
Oh, my goodness. That is a fine bag of dank.
Damn, that's a green sticky.
Hey, that's some kick-ass
Oh, dear me. I hate to interject, but I believe the smoking paraphernalia's holding chamber is completely devoid of psychoactive substances.
Hey, yo, it's dust, fool.
Ah, I see. Let me try that again, my dear boy. This bowl is cashed.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Damn, bowl's cashed with the
Oh, good-o. I've learned a new one.
Man.
Word. My, I am feeling a bit parched. I wouldn't mind a refreshing drink. I say, Butterknife, be a good chap and fetch me a 40 dog.
Yeah.
Ah.
Hey, let's go, dude.
What is that, my dear boy?
Hey, we
out
of here, let's go. I see. Yeah, we're
Indeed. We will have to cut our visit short this week. My posse has requested my presence on a hoopty ride. My AK is the tool, as it were. We will be sitting back and letting the Alpine blast as we go rat-a-tat-tat to the pigs and like that. You see, some time ago, I was in a rather awkward situation in a local liquor store. We had just pulled a 411 to make some ends. As we made our escape, there were the boys in blue pointing their guns at my four-man crew. So, a straight-up 411 suddenly became a nasty 187. But how my reputation was enhanced after I popped a few caps in a Popo's Bozax. Well, off we go then, but we should leave you with a few words of pithy advice. Remember, to all of my peoples in the pens, keep your head up. Keep it real out in the field, y'all. And if you don't know, now you know. Well, see you around. Peace out and cheerio. Pip pip and all that.
My name is Scooter. Welcome to The Inner Side, produced at Scooterbilt Studios in Houston, Texas, where you can always hear the best of lawnmowers, weed eaters, and leaf blowers droning on in the background. That's right, we're keeping it real. We just heard Chap in the Hood, Part 1, from The Best of Midnight Voice Jail, Volume 8, from National Cynical Network. We're going to play a little bit more of those guys, and at the end of the program, I'll tell you where you can find that on the web. The Inner Side is produced for Free Radio Santa Cruz, RadioForAll.net, Berkeley Liberation Radio, Community, LPFM, and micro-powered radio stations everywhere. Any unauthorized reproduction, recording, or redistribution of this radio program is strongly encouraged.
Bill Riley's a neocon terrorist with a poisonous bite like a snake. He has venom galore, he's a media bore, and I'd sure love to sing at his wake. He calls for Iraqi slaughter, he preaches to us genocide. But the day will come soon when we'll deal with this goon. So O'Reilly, go run and hide. Oh, la-dee-da, da-dee-da. La-da. Sing us a song, you Republican. Sing of the red, white, and blue. It's a crime what you bastards have done to us. Now how can we do it to you? Rush Limbaugh's a right-wing conservative who's got his own KKK hood. He's so worn out and wane from the oxy he's on, he makes Keith Richards look good. Well, this slimeball is king of the hypocrites. I guess everyone does something well. When he talks about race, I just know there's a place with his name written on it in hell. La la di di da di di da. Sing us a song, you Republican. Sing of the red, white, and blue. It's a crime what you bastards have done to us. Now how can we do it to you? Sean Hannity looks like a collar ad, but you still see the blood in his eyes. He will wiggle and squirm like a squiggly worm, supporting the president's lies. His most overworked phrase is, "You liberals," in quotes, and by that I assume he means me. His opinions are strong, but they're totally wrong, and you're a traitor if you disagree. Oh, la da 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 da. La la da 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 da. Sing us a song, you're a Republican. Sing of the red, white, and blue. It's a crime what you bastards have done to us. Now how can we do it to you? La da 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 da. La da. Doop. Sing us a song, you Republican. Sing of the red, white, and blue. It's a crime what you bastards have done to us. Now how can we do it to you?
Is nothing sacred theater?
Live via the internet all the way from the Brazilian rainforest, Professor Stephen J. Hawking, who we are told has made some recent startling advances in grand unified field theory and is quite close to discovering the true nature of the universe. Professor, good evening.
Good evening, Daniel. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, fine, Professor. I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh, I'm fine, fine. Professor...
Yes.
I'm fine, fine. Professor...
I'm glad you are fine, Daniel.
You have been working for years on grand unified field theory.
Yes.
Professor, you have been working for years on grand unified field theory.
Yes.
Keeping in mind the basic limitations of the uncertainty principle, have you come any closer to a theory that does indeed explain all phenomena in the known universe?
Well, Daniel, it is funny you should ask that. I was discussing just this issue with one of my former students the other day at my home in Cambridge, and we thought that chaos theory may turn out to be more important than...
I'm fine. Professor, you have been working for years on a grand unified field theory.
Yes.
Keeping in mind the basic limitations of the uncertainty principle...
Are you okay, Daniel? What is wrong?
Surely your work has yielded some results, perhaps expanding on recent advances in string theory that delve into the nature of dark matter.
You are scaring me.
But, Professor, surely your work has yielded some results, perhaps expanding
stop.
On recent advances in string theory that it perhaps
Please
expanding
stop,
on
Daniel.
Recent advances in string theory that delve into the nature of dark matter and address...
What is the matter with you? Why
in string
are you
theory
this?
That delve into the nature
Please
of
stop.
Dark matter and
you
addresses whether we are
in
an oscillating
fashion,
universe
Daniel.
Or in one that will continue its relevance.
Ever since
Surely
you started newscasting, you haven't been the same. You don't
advances.
Call anymore. You don't write.
On recent advances
you are out
string
with your
theory
friends
every night
doing God knows
dark
what.
And addresses
now
whether
you are
we are in an oscillating universe or...
my feelings in this interview.
Or one that will continue its relentless expansion until the end of time?
Why do you do this to me? I am leaving you, Daniel. I do not want to see you anymore.
Yes, I see. Would you...
And I'm giving you your ring back. Don't break. Don't call. You can take your interview and go to hell. Goodbye.
Yes, I see. Thank you, Stephen J. Hawking. This just in, we are receiving reports now from... various field reporters that the U.S. government is involved in a major conspiracy. That's right, a major conspiracy against me. It's against me, Daniel Sverdlow. They apparently don't like the way I dress and believe I have an annoying vocal style. They are also reportedly not crazy. Thank you, Stephen J. Hawking.
You are acting like a fool.
Mr. President, are you going to help the tsunami victims? Or are you going to keep the war in Iraq going? We can give some money to the tsunami plight, but charity ain't really for me. I like blowing up cities and taking all the oil. That's the kind of thing that I like to see. Now one thing to lead to another. A few good lies can bring a war, that's a fact. Now why should we rebuild half of Indonesia when we can blow up all of Iraq? Just shower the people you hate with bombs. Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna turn real ugly if you only will. Do as I say now, yeah. Shower the people you hate with bombs. War is really such a thrill. Things will all go up in smoke if you'll only kill. Mr. President, are you ever going to find Osama bin Laden? You can run, but you cannot hide. Still, we haven't found bin Laden yet. But Iraq has oil and some Halliburton contracts. So Osama gets away, I regret. You can tell all the folks who are suffering under the tsunami. America will save them, so chill. First we have unfinished business over there in Iraq, and we'd rather destroy than to build. So just shower the people you hate with bombs. Show them the way you feel. Oh, things are gonna turn real ugly if you only kill. Won't you listen to me and just shower the people you hate with bombs? War is really such a thrill. Oh, things will all go up in smoke if you'll only kill. Shower the people you hate with bombs. Show them the way that you feel. Save the people of Indonesia or blow up Iraq. Shower the people you hate with bombs. War is really such a thrill. Shower the check.
That was Shower the People You Hate with Bombs. Moogie Klingman from CCCP. Before that was
National Cynical Network with Chaos Theory.
Preceded by an excerpt from Dolly Parton by People Like Us. And we began the set with Sing Us a Song, You're Republican. Another one from Moogie Klingman. Next up, more from National Cynical, and we're going to throw some nature sounds into the mix. These are vocalizations from a giraffe with breast implants, reproduced by Ann Coulter.
She's a pretty young woman, barely 19, being trimmed like a Christmas tree, like an albino queen bee being preened by drones. She is a woman before and after her time. A girl in disguise. She is a 300-year-old vampire schoolgirl. She is soft and pretty. She is Mass Miguel, disposable douche, and perfumes made from the anal mucus of frightened leopards. She is soft, stepping out time as she walks down the aisle, her dress like the face of a carnival mime.
Rules, you are the reptile brain oddly, brain oddly, brain oddly. Left your brain stained, brain ugly, brain ugly. Rules, and you are the reptile brain ugly, brain ugly, brain ugly.
That a draft-dodging pot smoker would make an excellent commander-in-chief just 8 years ago, now demanded a draft-dodging pot smoker. They've all become jock snippers for war veterans. Jock snippers. Jock snippers. Snippers for war veterans. They've all become jock snippers for war veterans.
You.
They've spent 30 years hamstringing our intelligence agencies, hamstringing the CIA, the CIA, the CIA. All sorts of regulations and rules and laws that make it impossible for the CIA to do its job. To do its job. To do its job. For 9/11 alone, I'm blaming them also for the coal bombing, for the embassy bombings, for 20 years of attacks that have not been stopped. It is indisputable that it is because of regulations that came post-Watergate, post-Watergate, Watergate, Watergate. And I just like how all the same criminal defense attorneys go from defending OJ to defending Clinton to defending Saddam. 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 Oh, I think, as I indicated in my last book, they're traitors. They've all become jock snippers for war veterans. Traitors. War veterans. Traitors. Become jock snippers for war veterans. Traitors. Traitors. War veterans. Traitors.
When you say more young Americans need to die over in Iraq.
Yeah, I think it's hard to get around that. No, they root against their own country. I mean, I think that is an unavoidable conclusion. War veterans. Traitors. 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 War veterans. It's hard to get around that. No, they root against their own country. I mean, I think that is an unavoidable conclusion.
So when you say more young Americans need to die over in Iraq.
Yeah, I think it's hard to get around that. No, they root against their own country. I mean, I think that is an unavoidable conclusion. War veterans. Traitors. Traitors. They root traitors. Against their own country. I mean, I think that is an unavoidable traitors. Conclusion. War veterans. Traitors. Traitors. They root traitors. Against their own country. I mean, I think that is an unavoidable traitors. Conclusion. War veterans. Traitors. Traitors. They root traitors. Against their own country. I mean, I think that is an unavoidable traitors. Conclusion. War veterans.
Hypothesis.
Traitors.
sitting here. And I'm not sure that it was really an organized rebellion. It became organized. A lot of veterans became organized and were very instrumental in pushing the anti-war movement forward.
They root against their own country. I mean, I think that is an unavoidable conclusion. They root against their own country.
Especially after around 1969, 1970. And at the same time, there was a lot of what I would call unorganized resistance in the military. You're reading Race Rebels right now about the kind of unorganized, spontaneous resistance of black people in the South, and particularly around, you know, Birmingham and some of these places where it was not... There was not an organizational assertion of resistance. It was an individual assertion of resistance.
They root against their own country. I mean, I think that is an unavoidable conclusion.
Traitors. Traitors. War veterans. Traitors. Traitors.
The relationship between the occupying military and the civilian population could not have gotten any worse. I mean, it turned into a genocidal relationship. You know, you combine that with the expectations that American youth may have had going in, and how they were disabused of those beliefs while they were over there, and there were also echoes of social movements in the United States that transferred themselves into the institution of the military. When I was in, and I came in January 1970, there was already an emerging black power movement in the United States. And the echoes of that black power movement were in the military, in the consciousness and actions of black soldiers.
Traitors. Traitors.
After George W. Bush was greeted by anti-war protesters in Ottawa, conservative pundit Ann Coulter went on Fox to pronounce this about ungrateful Canadians.
Roll over one night and crush them.
Explain why you said that.
I'm discussing the anti-war protesters. Yeah. Canada used to be one of our most loyal friends, and vice versa. I mean, Canada sent troops to Vietnam. Was Vietnam less containable and more of a threat?
No, actually, Canada
than Saddam
did
Hussein?
Not send troops to Vietnam.
I don't think that's right.
Canada did not send troops to Vietnam.
Indochina?
No. Canada, Second World War, of course. Korea? Yes.
I Vietnam, think you're wrong.
No, it took a pass on Vietnam.
I think you're wrong.
No, Australia was there, not Canada.
I think Canada sent troops. Well, I'll get back to you on it.
Okay. Coulter never got back to us. But for the record, like Iraq, Canada sent no troops to Vietnam.
There was a draft that was raising a lot of class contradictions about who got deferments and who didn't.
Traitors.
And just the general progress of the war at that point was such that it was pretty easy to recognize for people on the ground that they were involved in something that could go on and on and on and on with no resolution. So the resistance to that on the ground was very individuated. And it wasn't, I don't think it was perceived by the people who were involved in it in many cases subjectively as resistance. It was just them responding to a situation that had become unbearable.
Traitors.
In a lot of ways. And a lot of times they turn that anger and frustration on themselves.
War veterans. Traitors.
The interesting thing that I read recently in a thing called Olive Drab was a piece in someone in the late 70s had done sort of a critique of the GI resistance movement, because it was an organized GI resistance movement that started to develop, particularly back in the States. It's much more difficult to do it because of the organizational turbulence in Vietnam, where you had this one-on-one replacement of the troops. So, you know, you go in there, you get your little 12 months done, and you get the hell out, and somebody else comes in and take your place. That kind of unit cohesion wasn't there. But when people came back to the States and were in their units, there was some organized resistance. Where I was in Fort Bragg, they were publishing underground newspapers. There were a lot of people from the movement who were out there agitating and trying to link up.
It's hard to get around that. No, they root against their own country. I mean, I think that is an unavoidable conclusion.
With soldiers and sort of catalyzed a GI rebellion that had mixed results. Again, partly because there was some social distance between people, a lot of them that came out of college backgrounds.
Traitors.
And Pacifica, who's your daddy? Good night.